Europe. Ukraine's missing soldiers and sailors. Where are they? The families of missing loved ones are trying to find them, alive or dead.
In a nondescript office in a nondescript building in Kyiv, with no sign on its door, four middle-aged men are trawling through gruesome films and photos on the internet. Often they're looking at Russian telegram channels that specialise in parading captured Ukrainian soldiers. In pictures taken in the past few days, one man's face is running with blood. Another has his hands tied, but a cigarette is in his mouth. A third, seemingly wounded, is being pushed in a wheelbarrow. These Ukrainian policemen are cyber hunters searching for Ukraine's missing soldiers, of whom there are tens of thousands. Oleg zooms in on a face in a video, takes a screenshot, then drops it into facial recognition software, which scours the internet for a match. Within seconds, he has seven possibles. Oleg quickly discards most of them and rapidly finds photos of a happy young man with his wife, his friends and his child. With another click, he has matched his name against a list of missing soldiers. "Aha, it's Vitaly," he says before dispatching his find to the security services, who in turn can inform the family. In 1 year, says Oleg, his team have found some 600 missing Ukrainians in this way. As of September the 20th, Artur Dobroserdov, Ukraine's commissioner for missing persons under the Ministry of the Interior, had a list of 48,138 people who were still missing. Since Russia's full-scale invasion in February 2022, some 7,548 people who had earlier been on the missing list have been accounted for. They comprise 3,632 living Ukrainian POWs and civilian prisoners who have been exchanged with the Russians, and 3,916 identified bodies, some of which were also returned. Mr. Dobroserdov also has custody of 2,552 bodies that have not yet been identified. Thanks to evidence from exchanged POWs and from the Red Cross, the Ukrainians know of another 6,000 or so Ukrainians who are being held as prisoners. But that still leaves more than 40,000 unaccounted for. Some are reckoned to be dead but cannot be recorded as such because no body has been recovered. Mr. Dobroserdov says that about 20% of the living POWs whom Russia has returned were not on any list and had often been assumed to be dead. He thinks that more than half of those whose fate is unknown are still alive. The Russians are not sending full lists of the men they have captured to the Red Cross. Mr. Dobroserdov believes the main telegram channels which his colleagues are following are run by Russia's security services. They are trying to lure desperate families to get in touch. If they do, they demand money or intelligence in exchange for some contact with the prisoner. Some of the sites are simply run by scammers. Anastasia Savova runs Always Faithful, an organisation helping the families of missing Ukrainian sailors. Her father was captured when Azovstal, a steel plant that was the last Ukrainian redoubt in the city of Mariupol, fell in May 2022. She had no clue whether he was dead or alive until January this year when he showed up on a Red Cross list. Through the organisation, she has sent messages but does not know if he got them. She says she has just had discouraging news about his health from newly exchanged prisoners. There have been cases of POWs believed to be still alive who have been returned dead. Solomia Koma, a founder of the Ukrainian Security and Cooperation Centre, a think tank, says the issue of missing persons is a really sensitive topic in Ukraine. The Russians deliberately leave families in the dark about whether their loved ones are alive or dead. It is done, she says, to create social tension. A Ukrainian Facebook group for people appealing for any information about missing soldiers has almost 500,000 followers. Close to Parliament in Kyiv, a dozen people stand with banners and pictures of their missing ones, all of them sailors who went missing after Mariupol fell. No one knows if they are still alive. Some regiments and units have strong lobbies that work hard to get their missing onto lists for possible exchange, but others, such as Ukraine's tiny navy, do not. All they can do is stand there in the hope that nobody forgets about them.